This is Morning Edition at 7:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. This Saturday is the first night of Passover, and many Jewish families will be gathering for the traditional Seder meal, some in person and some online. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports this year will be different from the last digital Passover.
Last year, in 2020, Passover was one of the first major religious holidays of the pandemic, and it was a double whammy. Not only did people have to scramble to figure out the logistics of holding a Seder meal online, but there was an underlying dread that COVID-19 infections would get worse before they get better, which they did.
The Hebrew word for Egypt is Mitzrayim. This is a holiday that celebrates being free from Egypt, and Mitzrayim translates as the narrow place. So there's this idea of you're going through this narrow place and you come out on the other side and you're free.
Rabbi Leah Berkowitz of the Congregation Kol Ami in Elkins Park says this year's Passover will be more hopeful.
With the vaccines coming out, there is that sense of we are coming to the end of being in this narrow place, we hope.
Berkowitz says online digital tools like Zoom will continue to be essential tools for her synagogue even after the pandemic lifts. Other people, like Zach Feinberg of East Kensington, are happy to be done with meeting online. His immediate family members have all been vaccinated, so they will be getting together in person for the Seder meal. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.